Stefano describes the time since his Idol audition as a whirlwind, especially after he started work on his new album. That started as soon as he joined the likes of Miley Cyrus, the Jonas Brothers, and even Queen by signing with Disney's Hollywood Records.
Hollywood was like, I can't believe that you're here. We got the opportunity to work with you. And having that feeling was just great, you know, feeling like, look, these people are really excited about what I'm doing. They're happy that I'm on the team. And that's what you want. You want people that really believe in your craft and really believe that you have what it takes to make it, because it starts with you. If you don't believe, then you're really not going anywhere. But if you believe and other people believe around you that are all going to be working for you, that's all you can want.
He joined forces with producer-performers Rock Mafia for some intense songwriting sessions for the album, which should come out later this year. Stefano says it has a heavy R&B influence, but the first couple of singles will definitely appeal to the pop audience.
That's really where the market is and what I gotta do. But there is strictly R&B songs on the album. And so you really hear a huge transformation throughout the album. You know, there's two or three songs on there that people are gonna listen to and be like, what in the world was that? Like, mix between Stevie Wonder and like Paul McCartney in a song. And then you got like the very, very last song on the album, Father Wrote. It's very Josh Groban meets Elton John meets Stevie Wonder meets Stefano Langone meets Ernie Langone. I mean, it's ridiculous. So there's just a wide range of music. It's all feel-good music. The love, it's me. So I'm really excited.
The first single, I'm On a Roll, is already getting big props after just a few days of airplay.
I'm on a roll. I'm hitting every green light. I'm on a roll. I couldn't lose a hand if I tried.
Stefano tells me it's just what he needs to jump into a market with some pretty stiff competition.
Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Chris Brown. So I had to come out and kind of do a sound that wasn't anything like theirs, nothing that sounded like it on the radio, something that was fun, I could relate to, and other people could relate to and want to listen to it over and over and over again. So I think we really nailed it on the head as far as each and every one of those points.
Now, Stefano hoped to make a return to the Idol stage, but that first golden ticket doesn't last forever.
The guys upstairs, they're saying, if you have a smash hit, then you can come back. So we waited till we got the reviews back from Billboard. Billboard came back to the label. The label said, oh my gosh, we haven't had a song rate this high since Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA and the last Selena Gomez record. They are flipping out. They're saying, look, this is a smash. Billboard just rated it. We gave those numbers back to American Idol and they said, hey, the next person to Jennifer Hudson in seventh place, Stefano Langone, is going to get a spot on American Idol this season.
And you'll be able to see Stefano get that spot on Thursday night's Idol Results Show. I'm On a Roll is available now on iTunes. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.